VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports from the crash site of the helicopter carrying Iran's president.
Rescuers found the helicopter that was carrying Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi, the country's foreign minister, and other officials that apparently crashed in mountains in northwest Iran. The head of the Iranian Red Crescent Society says rescuers saw the helicopter from a distance of 1.25 miles and saw no signs of life. Footage released by the Islamic Republic news agency shows what the agency describes as the crash site across a steep valley in a green mountain range. I'm Donna Warder.
Residents say Israeli planes and tanks pounded areas across the Gaza Strip on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony with more.
The strikes came as White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu amid U.S. calls for a more focused military campaign. Washington worries for the hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians sheltering in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, and has cited a need not just to evacuate them, but also to ensure adequate alternative accommodation. Israel has been pushing into the city that it says is the last bastion of Hamas forces. For many, it was one of their few remaining places of refuge.
An Israeli airstrike has killed 27 people in central Gaza, mostly women and children, and fighting again rages across the north. The Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces criticism from the other two members of his war cabinet over the war that is now in its eighth month. A popular centrist war cabinet member, Benny Gantz, has now threatened to leave the government if a plan for Gaza, including a post-war vision, isn't created by June 8th. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake met with Netanyahu to discuss a plan. This is VOA News. Days after an assassination attempt, Slovakia's prime minister remains in serious condition, but the worst may be over. That's according to his deputy. A suspect does remain in custody. VOA's Arash Arabasadi tells us more.
News cameras last week captured the moment when a would-be assassin opened fire on Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico. A helicopter then carried Fico to the Roosevelt University Hospital at Banská Bystrica, where he had at least two surgeries, one of which repaired gunshot damage to his abdomen and hand. The Office of Slovakia's General Prosecutor describes the suspect as a 71-year-old former coal miner, amateur poet, and lone wolf attacker. Some news media reports have partially identified the suspect as Juraj C. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The Democratic Republic of Congo's army says it stopped an attempted coup involving U.S. citizens. VOA's Joe Ramsey tells us more.
The leader of an attempted coup on Sunday in the Democratic Republic of Congo was killed and some 50 people, including three American citizens, arrested, a spokesman for the Central African Country Army told Reuters. Gunfire rang out around 4 a.m. in the capital, Kinshasa, a reporter said. Armed men attacked the presidency in the city center, according to a spokesman who named a U.S.-based Congolese politician as the attempted coup leader. Another attack took place at the nearby home of a member of parliament who is tipped to become speaker. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Donald Trump's hush money trial is entering its final stretch Monday with Michael Cohen back on the stand.
Testimony in the hush money trial of Donald Trump set to conclude in the coming days. Today, Michael Cohen back on the stand, putting the landmark case on track for jury deliberations that will determine whether it ends in a mistrial, an acquittal, or the first ever felony conviction of a former American president. Jurors have heard testimony about sex and bookkeeping, tabloid journalism, and presidential campaigns. Their task, to decide among themselves whether prosecutors who've charged Trump with 34 counts of falsifying business records have proved their case beyond a reasonable doubt. It's still unclear whether Trump will take the stand in his own defense. Out of the courtroom, he's continually said he's not guilty. Julie Walker, New York.
Elon Musk has traveled to Indonesia's resort island of Bali to launch Starlink satellite internet service in the world's largest archipelago nation. Wearing a green shirt, Musk was greeted Sunday with a garland of flower petals at a community health clinic in the provincial capital of Bali. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.